This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, next week, March 19th, is National Ag Day. It's a celebration of all the hard work and dedication of our American farmers and what they do to feed the world. And we'll talk more about this coming up next.
If you thought soybeans were only used for tofu, think again. From tires and adhesives to next-generation asphalt, soy is used to create over 1,000 industrial products and counting. Thanks to your soy checkoff investment, the sky's the limit for Iowa soybean farmers. Oh, and speaking of skies, did I mention soy is also used in sustainable aviation fuel? The Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the soy checkoff, is driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Learn more at iasoybeans.com.
Well, as we get ready to celebrate National Ag Day, we're finding ourselves having to educate our consumers more and also defend against slanted misinformation. This day is a great way and also take time to share our story of what we're doing to help feed the world and be responsible with the general public. This year marks the 51st National Ag Day, and Jenny Batting is an Ag Public Relations Manager at John Deere and the chair of the Agriculture Council of America, which organizes the yearly celebration. And she talks about what's in store for 2024.
National Ag Day, we're celebrating our 51st year. So we have that long-standing history there. And as being the chair of the Agriculture Council of America, that organization is uniquely composed of leaders throughout agriculture, food and fiber communities. And we're really dedicated to increasing public awareness of agriculture's vital role in society.
Every year, National Ag Day has a theme that they've kind of rallied around, and this year they decided to keep the 2023 year theme in place because it seems to be a very important topic of discussion. More and more consumers are concerned about what farmers are doing and that they're doing all they can to protect the environment. Farmers have been saying for years that if they do not, the farm is worthless to try and pass along. Batting says that working together to better the environment is key, and it also helps to keep this message fresh in the minds of our consumers.
That was the theme we had in 23, and as a board, felt like that theme could resonate again here in 2024. I guess the way I look at that is the ag industry is coming together to help grow and sustain agriculture, not only for today, but into the future. And when I look at sustainability, you can look at it from an environmental standpoint, but I also look at it from a generational standpoint. I grew up on a family farm. At some point, my father is going to retire. My brother farms with him. Passing that down to the next generation as well. And, you know, we are trying to help our farmers, ranchers, and producers solve the challenges that they face every day.
Activities and celebrations are being planned for all over the country, including the nation's capital.
We know that not everybody can be in Washington, D.C., so we have an Ag Day virtual event. That kicks off at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Anyone can attend that virtual event. It is free of charge. Folks just need to register for that event, and they can register on our website, agday.org. And then we are holding an Ag Day event at the USDA Witten Patio. We'll have some congressional speakers, some student representations making some remarks, and have a lunch with elected officials and staffers.
You can learn more about Ag Day, where you can find your celebration or the virtual celebration. All of that can be found at agday.org. We have a link to that website on ours at iowaagnet.com. You can find this story and more there as well, and also find playbacks of our market casts and also the latest Pods of Potential and Iowa Ag Matters programs. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.